We're going to kind of clean the town up.
Brent Fisher is director of CBJ Parks and Recreation. He says the city has a lot of work for volunteers.
We're going to pick up trash. We're going to pull some weeds. We're going to clean light posts and trash cans. And it's a great opportunity to help out in the community.
Fisher helped downtown business owner Bruce Denton organize the cleanup. Denton's efforts to mobilize a group of business and property owners have gotten the attention of key city and borough staff, the Juneau Police Department, and Juneau legislators. The work begins with a broom and a brush.
We've done a walk around with staff from Public Works, Streets Department, Parks and Rec, Docks and Harbors, and kind of tried to identify things that we can help them with. Our intent was to try and do some of the stuff that they normally do so that they can do stuff that they don't ever have time to do.
CBJ Community Development Director Hal Hart has already identified tasks for the CDD team.
We'll do some bench cleaning. We're going to do some moss cleaning underneath benches and remove graffiti, those kinds of things.
And while city officials welcome such volunteer efforts in these days of tight budgets, Hart says it's the partnerships that are important.
What it takes many times is a Bruce Denton or a catalytic person that makes connections between different groups. And as they do that, everybody pitches in, and perhaps by identifying those things that have been left undone for a while, we can prioritize them.
Kirby Day with Princess Cruises has helped organize about 40 volunteers from the Tourism Best Management Practices Group, which represents 60 Juneau businesses.
It's not only important for the visitors that come to town, it's important for all of us who live here and have pride in our city, I think. And I think that's what Bruce's group is really trying to impart.
Parks and Recreation Director Fisher says anyone who would like to help out should meet at Pocket Park at 8 a.m. on Friday. After a quick meeting, workers will disperse with their assignments.
If you can bring some brushes and buckets and brooms from your house, that helps us. We have plenty of trash bags and rubber gloves.
The so-called Pocket Park, next to the burned-out Gastineau Apartments, is a symbolic place to start the cleanup, Denton says.
The reason for meeting in Gunnigaday at Park, it's like, okay, let's take it back.
The park has become a favorite spot for Juneau Street people to congregate and drink. They can't just be swept away, and the Downtown Improvement Group is beginning to talk about those issues too. In the meantime, Denton says he hopes 100 people show up, ready to attack the easier stuff. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.